declared that he strangled because they found this piece of beef in his throat. And so I, of course, it was written up that way. And but I don't know whether he had a heart attack and it caused, I mean, he was swallowing and that's as far as it went or what, you know, but the medical record reads strangulation. And that was 10 years ago, this past April.
He was an electrical engineer?
Yes, University of Tennessee. My two sons are the third generation University of Tennessee med students.
Is that right?
Grads, yes. Right. My grandfather and my great-grandfather. Mm-hmm. And they are fifth generation UT students, see, because of my great-grandfather and my grandfather, my mother, me. And
now, your great-grandfather on which side went to UT? Was that on your mother's side?
That's my mother's side.
Your great-grandfather, was that a... Gee, that's, that must have been right about the time when the...
It was before it was the University of Tennessee.
That's when it was Blount College.
Yes,
down,
right.
I saw that plaque down
that's right.
on Gay Street
mm-hmm.
there where it was written. Now, what organization do you belong to, or what kind of social context do you have, and what kind did your husband have? I wanted to know.
Well, my husband belonged to Lions Club, and of course we had, there was a couple dinner bridge club that we belonged to, and I belong to Delta Kappa Gamma, I guess you know what that is, teachers sorority, and I belong to the local La Follette Book Club. I belong to the Business and Professional Women's Club. In fact, you can say I'm a joiner. Every night I'm out to something.
What do most of your friends do? What kind of, say if you named, you're gonna name.
My closest friends.
Your closest friends, what do they do?
Two of them are teachers. And one of them, just her husband's dead too, and she handles her husband's affairs, real estate affairs. And I just find that since my husband died, I'm thrown into an entirely new world, a different world, overnight, because where I had been associating with couples, I tried that for a while and it's just not very satisfactory, because that extra woman, I don't care how sociologists say it works, it doesn't work. And so I find that I'm much happier associating with women who have already lost their husbands, and at my age there's a lot of us, sad to say.
Oh, your son. You said the one son is at Grady.
Right.
And he's the other one in Texas?
Right.
That's
Parkland. He's at Parkland Hospital. He's in his
Dallas?
Yes. And he is finishing his second.
I've heard of that hospital. Is that where Kennedy was taken?
Right.
That's
he died there. Well, my son went there last July to begin his second year residency, and he'll be there for 3 years. He will be there in a 3-year pulmonary residency.
Where does your son in Atlanta live?
Mountain Drive. It's an apartment house. It's between Decatur and Atlanta.
That's where I live.
Oh, really?
Not in Mountain Drive. I live right off the upper there.